JetWine.com. It's time for another edition of JetWine.com, the international blog of aviation buzz and bold opinion. JetWine is brought to you in part by a grant from Cessna Aircraft Company. And now from our studio in Chicago, here's the man with an opinion on all things aviation, JetWine editor Rob Mark.
Hi, it's Rob Mark, and I'm here with the Airplane Geeks / JetWine at AirVenture 2011. And one of the last, most important aspects of the show, before I leave at least, is to come over and visit my buddies at GE Aviation.
Of course, the GE folks thought I came to hear about all their products, but what I really came to do was play this cool game everybody'd been telling me about.
I just happened to have grabbed Neil Siddons here from the communications department. Neil, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what this whole game is and how it came to be and everything like that.
Yeah, I can, Rob. It's been very popular. You know, when you think of a show like Oshkosh AirVenture, it's really a different audience to every other show. And we wanted to make sure that we reached out to the audience, engaged with them in a different, fun way. So we're promoting some of our innovative technologies, as we always do, but just in a fun and different way. When you're here, we think, well, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to say? Well, we want to say what we're doing around those innovations and the brand and the fact that we're moving away from the commercial engines and embracing also some of the smaller engines, providing systems throughout the aircraft. This terminal command game is just a bit of fun. We really want to promote aircraft health. That's a new technology that we're promoting at the moment that allows you to be proactive with your maintenance. So we're all used to delays and cancellations and reacting to things like, you know, maintenance issues. Wouldn't it be great if we could promote our technology to look ahead? So this game allows you to run the airport and let you see how complex it is to run an airport operation, certainly gate operations. So trying to dispatch aircraft on time, you're trying to handle all the maintenance issues, you're trying to refuel, handle all the passengers. Just a bit of fun to show you how complex it is.
So any idea how many people have played the game since you've been here?
Oh my goodness. I would say we've had thousands through. I mean, literally, it has been nonstop, back to back, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5, 6 o'clock at night.
Let me ask you a very specific question. You didn't have Dan Webb from the Airplane Geeks here, did you?
I'm familiar with Dan Webb because he has played this game so many times this week. I think he's probably addicted, so he probably needs some help.
So you don't happen to remember what his score was, do you?
Oh, let me think. A wild stab in the dark, 1150.
So if I were to try this game right now, I would have to top 1150 to be better than Dan Webb.
I don't think you have to try hard to beat it. I think you'll do it, Rob.
Oh, Dan is probably cringing right now. Well, Neil, let's go over there and see if we can figure out an opportunity maybe for me to try it. Let's see if I can beat Dan.
Let's do it, Rob. Let's do it.
Here we are. We're going to take command. All right?
Yep.
I've got to get the exercise. Okay, how it's done, I think you pretty much explain to me what I need to know,
yeah,
right? So I just get to work. All right,
work.
3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. And I'm waiting for the first airplane to show up. Here comes a turboprop of some kind. It's pulling into the gate, and it needs maintenance.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drag that over there, and I made 50 points.
Bonus points for the maintenance.
All right, I don't know. Here comes a fighter. Oh, wait, this guy needs something else too. Wait, create a flight plan for this guy. And this guy needs fuel. All right, we'll do that. And he's getting fuel. And here comes a big airplane of some kind. He needs a flight plan too. Wait, I'm going to drag that over here. Okay. He doesn't need anything yet. Here comes another big Air Force airplane. Let's see, he needs fuel, so we'll drag some gas over here. And this guy needs gas. Oh my gosh, I'm already behind. Get to work. I'm promoted to station manager. Take that, Dan Webbage. All right, sorry. All right, we're waiting for that. I'm up to 210. Dan's probably getting nervous.
Let's go back.
Of course, what Neil cleverly left out of the instructions he gave me was the fact that I was going to be expected to manage more than one airport at the same time, not to mention multiple annoying, demanding aircraft.
Oh, you mean I have to keep track of them both at the same time? Do I have to stay on this while he's fueling, or can I go back to municipal? Okay. This guy doesn't need anything yet. Go back to municipal. Oh, I see. And that tells you things that need to be done. He needs a flight plan. This guy, we can't do any fuel, but we can... Okay, we'll do that. And this guy needs some... he needs to depart, so we'll take him over there. And there are four things going on the municipal side. Let's see, this guy needs some... he wants to depart, so let's get rid of him. Always good to get rid of him. This guy needs to get cleaned. This guy needs some cargoing. This guy needs some gas. So must have done okay anyway.
And then Neil tossed one more roadblock in front of me. Passenger mood.
See, what are the passengers? Who cares about the passengers? Oh, you mean I'm supposed to care about the passengers?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. You mean I made the people so mad that they didn't want to come back?
Thank you.
All right. I can do this better. Can I have one more chance?
Let's play again.
Okay. We have an audience here, too. All right. I'm ready. Look it. Passenger mood is excellent. Okay, I'm going to keep these guys happy this time. Here comes a fighter. Can't believe anybody cares what fighter pilots think. But that's another story. Okay, he needs to create a flight plan. I took care of him very quickly, so he'll probably be happy. Here comes a big Air Force guy. He needs gas. I'll take care of him very quickly. There we go. That'll keep them happy. One other thing. Oh, this guy needs gas, but I can't get him gas because this guy is still refueling. And now here comes another one. Oh, get gas for this guy. Okay, mood is still good. I haven't won any points. We'll get him a flight plan. The mood is still good. Now, this is my second chance at station manager, so we'll see if I can make the people happier this time. I'm up to a bold 160 points. Oh, right. I knew that. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Well, that means he's mad.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't know that. All right. See, now Dan would catch that and we'd get rid of this guy.
Of course, no matter what I did, the two 13-year-old kids that were looking over my shoulder just could not imagine how I'd survived the game as long as I had already.
No groaning. The audience is groaning here. I don't understand it. I mean, one more. What do they need? Fuel. Right. Okay. Fuel. He's mad. This military guy's kind of cranky, isn't he? Let's get this guy some cleaning. We'll get this guy some gas, and this guy needs some food. All right. And that guy wants to get out or needs flight plan. Okay. We'll get him going. This guy needs food too, but we can't do that. Oh. What are they unruly about? Quick. What am I? Hey. Okay, I'll get him some food for this guy. And what's the... Man, these guys... These people...
You're okay,
well, I can still do this.
Okay.
What do you mean passenger mood fair? These people have no patience. I mean, don't they understand what we're doing here? We'll do some of that. We'll get this guy some fuel. There we go. This guy's red. Oh, my God. His handling of passengers are mad. We'll create a flight plan for this guy. Oh, who wants to depart? Somebody wants to depart with that guy. Okay, all right. I'm going. Oh, my God. The passenger mood's getting worse. We got to get this guy some... prepare the cabin. This guy wants to depart. Passenger. What is with... There's obviously something wrong with this game, Neil.
You know what it is? You need GE's IVHM technology to help you out.
and look, I think I did better than Dan, didn't I?
I think you did half as good, looking at the score.
All right. I think it's time to let somebody else just get in there and just... impress me. So see, and actually that's the other reason I had trouble is that I was getting heckled from the audience.
That's right. That's
and
unfair.
I was under a lot of pressure.
That's unfair. It's a lot of pressure in aviation, Rob.
You know, it's a very interesting game. So listen, thank you so much. And you know, we're really glad that you came to AirVenture 2011 this year. Do you think you'll have this game and who knows what maybe next year?
I think we'll have something new. I hope we'll have more technology to share and more fun and exciting things to do and more social media things happen.
So then maybe it would behoove me to get in here a little sooner so I can beat the pants off Dan Webb, huh?
We'll send you a copy of the game early so you can practice, Rob. How about that?
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to say that where Dan could hear it.
Sorry.
Well, Neil, thank you so much for your time today. And for the Airplane Geeks and Jetwine from AirVenture 2011, I'm Rob Mark.
Well, so much for that GE Terminal Command game. At least until next year.
Jetwine.com is brought to you in part by Cessna Aircraft Company at Cessna.com. Jetwine.